Penguin Audio presents Cold Days by Jim Butcher. Read by James Marsters. Chapter 1. Mab, the queen of air and darkness, monarch of the winter court of the Shi, has unique ideas regarding physical therapy. I woke up in softness. What I probably should say was that I woke up in a soft bed. But that just doesn't convey how soft this bed was. You know those old cartoons where people sleep on fluffy clouds? Those guys would wake up screaming in pain if they got suckered into taking one of those clouds after they'd been in Mab's bed. The fire in my chest had finally begun to die away. The heavy wool lining coating my thoughts seemed to have lightened up. When I blinked my eyes open, they felt gummy, but I was able to lift my arm slowly and wipe them clear. I'd gone jogging on beaches with less sand than was in my eyes. Man, being mostly dead is hard on a guy. I was in a bed. A bed the size of my old apartment. The sheets were all perfectly white and smooth. The bed was shrouded in drapes of more pure white, drifting on gentle currents of cool air. The temperature was cold enough that when I exhaled, my breath condensed, but I was comfortable beneath the bed's covering. The curtains around the bed parted, and a girl appeared. She was probably too young to drink legally, and she was one of the lovelier women I'd ever seen in person. High cheekbones, exotic almond-shaped eyes. Her skin was a medium olive tone, her eyes an almost eerie shade of pale green-gold. Her hair was pulled back into a simple tail, she wore pale blue hospital scrubs, and she was wearing no makeup at all. Wow. Any woman who could wear that and still look that good was a freaking goddess. "Hello," she said and smiled at me. Maybe it was just the bed talking, but the smile and her voice were even better than the rest of her. "Hi," I said. My voice came out in a croak that hardly sounded human. I started coughing. She placed a covered tray on a little stand beside the bed and sat down on the edge of it. She took the cover off the tray and picked up a white china cup. She passed it to me, and it proved to be filled with not quite scalding chicken noodle soup. "You do that every day. Talk before you've gotten anything down your throat. Drink." I did. Campbell's. And it was awesome. I flashed on a sudden memory of being sick when I was very young. I couldn't remember where we'd been, but my dad had made me chicken noodle soup. It was the same. "I think I remember some of it," I said after several sips. "Your name is Sarah." She frowned, but I shook my head before she could speak. "No, wait. Sarissa. Your name is Sarissa." She lifted both eyebrows and smiled. "That's a first. It looks like you're finally coming back into focus." My stomach gurgled, and at the same time a roaring hunger went through me. I blinked at the sudden sensation and started gurgling down more soup. Sarissa laughed at me. It made the room feel brighter. "Don't drown yourself. There's no rush." I finished the cup, spilling only a little on my chin, and then murmured, "The hell there isn't. I'm starving. What else is there?"
"Tell you what," she said. "Before you do that, let's shoot for another first."
"Huh?" I said.
"Can you tell me your name?"
"What? You don't know?" Sarissa smiled again.
"Do you?"
"Harry Dresden," I said. Her eyes sparkled, and it made me feel good all the way to my toes. More so when she produced a plate that was piled with chicken and mashed potatoes and some other vegetables that I had little use for, but which were probably good for me. I thought I was going to start drooling onto the floor, that food looked so good.
"What do you do, Harry?"
"Professional wizard," I said. "I'm a PI in Chicago." I frowned, suddenly remembering something else. "Oh. And I'm the Winter Knight."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?